Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Dave Jagler at 12:45, 1 o'clock. We'll give you the best and the worst from preseason game 3. Good news and bad news. Did you notice that Fox had new graphics yesterday for the game?
I kind of did. I thought it was different.
So it looked kind of video gamey to me at first, but it grew on me. It was clean. It was very basic. Essentially, they just had the Bengals colors.
Yeah.
And it said, I think it was city, not team name. I think it said Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had Redskins colors. So it was like orange and burgundy. And then it would just have Washington, Cincinnati with the score.
Mm-hmm.
But the bug was just, instead of the drop down from up top, everything was at the bottom. Everything was a little bit cleaned up, and it kind of looked more Madden-y to me.
That's what I like.
Looked like a video game.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if people notice that kind of stuff. I'm a broadcast game nerd. I love those kind of nuances.
Yeah, I don't want stuff at the top of my screen. I never like that.
The other thing they had, though, was a second suspended cam above the offensive line. And after sacks or pressures, they would show the above cam that basically allowed you to see one-on-one matchups.
Thought that was good.
That is game-changing.
Thought that was really good.
That is going to be amazing all year. So,
because from the side, you're like, oh, was that a good block? Was it not? Was it the running back? Whatever it was. You could see some of those things where you go, oh, wow, I got a new appreciation for it.
Sometimes you get that with the camera that they already have suspended above the field, but not all the time. And what this second camera does is it gives you this view right here. I'm going to tweet this picture out.
Yep.
But it's above basically the offensive line and shows the pocket. And so you'll be able to see every single play. I'm going to tweet it out right now. This is the angle I loved yesterday. Okay, so check out this tweet at Grant H. Paulson. This is the kind of nerdery and stuff in a football broadcast that I think is good. It just makes the experience that much better. And I was talking earlier about why you don't go to preseason games. The fight that the NFL has that it's losing, and I don't even know how it can win this fight, big picture is, why would I not just sit at home and watch these games on my couch with all these angles and all of this at my disposal?
With just the joy of it. It's so good.
My knocking of people that don't go to games are the season ticket holders already buy the tickets.
Right.
And then they choose not to. But if you want to have a conversation about whether or not you should buy season tickets or sit at home and watch with angles like the one I just tweeted out, that's a great question. I love football on television. It is made for TV.
It is. It used to not be, but then HD changed the whole world and the access, and I think the XFL, we learned from that 30 for 30, if you forgot about some of the advancements they made in terms of cameras, this product now is just, it continues to get better. That's where the NFL is on the forefront. They're bad at handing out punishments and dealing with domestic violence and a number of social things, and it's awkward. Roger Goodell screws up this, that, and the other way. In this front, they continue to invent and put things on that are actually helping your experience. Some you notice right away. Others, like you just talked about, you kind of go, oh, yeah, after a year, we'll start to take that angle for granted, too. It's great. They cover this sport perfectly.
You don't know how I spent my Saturday before the summer dress party. You don't know what I did.
Do I know that? Do I know this?
I don't think you do.
We may have talked about it, but your boy had a few adult sodas.
So I went, first of all, I had a weigh-in on Saturday morning. I gained like half a pound this week just doing everything correctly.
Yeah.
Not really sure how that happened. That was a little frustrating. But after the weigh-in, I got home. One of the best people on planet Earth, Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals on Comcast Sportsnet, came over to my house and watched the tape of a couple of my Calls of Valor games and coached me up on play-by-play.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
How cool is that?
At my kitchen table. Gave me advice. I'm sitting there writing down like sheets of information. Just went out. We had the game in front of us. We're watching the game, and he's giving me advice on play-by-play.
That's amazing.
Isn't that super cool?
Grant, what you want to do is learn the name of an obscure Russian, be able to say it in your sleep. That's amazing.
It was one of my favorite things that I've ever been able to do.
So, I hate what I'm about to do, but I'm about to do it anyway. You know what? You should have that moment. Keep your moment. Because I was going to do an annoying thing where, like, I'm like topping it.
No.
I was offering. It's how conversations work, but I always do this. I top it.
No, I want you to top it.
I'm not trying to top it because yours is cooler
than
mine.
Now you've made it awkward and people are going to bash you for topping it. If you'd have just said it without saying what you just did,
people still wouldn't know that I topped it. That's why I don't want to do it anymore. But okay, here's the story. So when I'm still a college player, I'm in St. Louis on a road trip with a bunch of buddies, right? And we're hanging out with, like, we come up the elevator and, like, this nice box suite that we're all going to sit in for the game. And all these guys are adults. They don't know. I notice right away, Stan Musial is standing right there. And the guy we're with works for the Cardinals, and he's like, oh, Stan, come meet the guys.
You mean Stan Musial.
Not Stan Musial. I'm talking about Stan Musial, one of the greatest hitters to ever walk this planet. And so everyone else is like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, sir, or whatever. And they go back to, like, you know, thinking about beers or whatever else. And so I'm sitting there, like, I'm talking to Stan Musial right now. And so my buddy that's hosting us is like, Danny, by the way, plays baseball in college. And he's like, oh, really? That's really neat. Good for you. Like, the guy that hit 350 for his life and just rakes, you know, is nice
cute.
Enough.
Pats you on
that's
top
adorable
of the
there, precious little stocky white. And so he goes, what's your stance? I'm like, excuse me? He goes, "What? How do you hit? Show me." And so I show him what I do, and he goes, interesting. I really like that. Do you ever think about moving your knuckles this way and, like, lining, and, like, these little nuanced things? Like, what do you do with two strikes?
You didn't tell him, don't bother. Don't worry about me. I got it covered, Stan.
I did not tell him that. I listened and soaked up his advice. I realize, like, Stan Musial is, like, helping me hit right now. I'm like, this doesn't belong here. You know what I mean? Like, one of the 10 best hitters ever to walk this planet is taking time with just a little nubs dude from the George Washington University that was puffy over the summer because I ate bad and drank a bunch of beer.
Just funny to me. Just so incredible. Cool that he would take the time and like just came to my house. And I was like, I can meet you wherever. I'll drive wherever you want. He's like, give me your address. I'll punch it in the GPS.
I'll be right there.
All right. Let's do this. Uncle Joe B.
Amazing.
Coming on over.
How good a dude is Joe Beninati?
He's just the best.
Now, he was in a suit, right? With a pocket square?
He was not in a suit. It was a Saturday morning. Dressed down Joe B.
Just a blazer?
Shirt and tie with slacks.
Yeah. That's casual Joe B.
Right. No, it was in like jeans and some kind of like long sleeve shirt.
What did it look like?
It looked different. I'm going to be honest with you.
It looked weird, right?
I was shocked that he didn't show up in a suit. I was. But he didn't. It was his Saturday and he was just chilling.
When do you think do you think Joe B mows the lawn in a suit?
I took him to lunch after he came to my
yard house.
Cava.
Yeah.
We went to Cava. I got him a Cava.
Crazy fetish, terrific, Grant. I love it. He's such a good dude.
He is. He's great. So thanks to him for that. It was one of my favorite days ever.
Seriously.
Start to finish. Well, the weigh-in could have been a little better had I have lost weight, not gained a half pound. But I had a decent enough weigh-in with some muscle being added.
Yeah.
I had Joe B talking play-by-play. Then we had the Junkie Summer Dress Party. A bunch of my friends came up. Then I had a ton of people at the house for McGregor Mayweather, which actually was better than I could have ever imagined. And the fiance even made me EMP legal buffalo wings that I ate during the fight.
That's your nice little Saturday. You had time for Bed Bath & Beyond. You did the whole thing.
How do you have a better Saturday than that?
I don't know that you do.
It's hard to.
Yeah. I didn't squeeze any of that in.
The Redskins have not looked good this preseason. Have your win projections and or any season expectations changed based on the preseason? I'm going to get Danny's answer next. I'll give you mine, and we'll take your calls. 800-636-1067. Dave Jagler at 1245.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.